Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between Minnesota State University Mankato and the Center for Rural Policy and Development. I'm Jim Gullickson, along with Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
And is there a publication ready to come out this fall?
There is, the Rural Minnesota Journal, our 2008 issue. This is something that we started about 2 years ago to cover particular topics that we thought would be of interest to rural Minnesotans. But we wanted to do a collection of articles in one publication on several different topics. And so it took a little hiatus this spring, and now we're going to be coming out with a new issue in the fall, and it's going to be focusing on women in rural Minnesota.
Ah, fascinating topic. And I imagine that this covers a lot of different women-focused issues in rural Minnesota.
Right, yeah. I mean, you know, we talk a lot about rural issues, of course, but we think that the women in rural Minnesota do have some unique challenges and issues that we would like to just have discussed. We are going to have articles on balancing work, life, and family, and women in agriculture, healthcare, and women, and immigrant women, and other articles along those veins.
So I can see that a lot of these focus areas also can branch off into other areas. For instance, you take women in agriculture and the healthcare thing. I mean, you know, people who are in farming are in business for themselves and oftentimes find it difficult to find affordable health insurance.
Absolutely. I mean, when you start looking at figures on just agriculture and farming and families, so often the woman has to have a job. I mean, both the men and the women have to have jobs off the farm, but oftentimes it falls to the woman to have a job off the farm, oftentimes to make money to support the family, of course, but also to provide health care, which they would not necessarily be able to afford otherwise. But even after they've been at work, they still come home and they work on the farm, they get out in the tractor, they do the books, and they take care of the kids and just do all the other traditional farm family type things. And so these are the kind of things we want to talk about. Women have, you know, challenges different from men, and that's been talked about for a long time, but we think being in rural areas offers other areas to talk about. There's the whole issue of traveling. You know, you have greater distances to travel. You have fewer childcare options. You have fewer work options. You know, you can often be underemployed. And so these are just all kind of things that we want to talk about.
Now, the other thing that occurs to me, too, is immigrant women in rural areas, because that's not, I mean, that's a fairly common situation. Mm-hmm. And does that present certain challenges?
Yeah, you have immigrant families moving to small towns in rural Minnesota, and in those towns you wouldn't necessarily find the services that would help them adjust to their new life there like you would find in a place like Minneapolis and St. Paul. And for women, this can be hard because, you know, they have the kids to look after, they have to work, there are large families, and there may not be other people from their country of origin where they came from. And so there's a certain amount of isolation too.
Absolutely. Well, it's going to be an interesting article. We're looking forward to that. It's the Rural Minnesota Journal coming out in late October.
Right.
This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We will catch you next time.